Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. All right, today I really am excited about what I want to talk about because I think this is just a different way to look at your sales business. And I stumbled across this thing called the OODA loop. The OODA loop is a military strategy developed by the Air Force. Air Force Colonel John Boyd developed the OODA loop. It's an acronym, and we'll get into exactly what it means, but it's what we can learn from fighter pilots about making fast and accurate decisions. Now, there are techniques that people use in the most extreme situations to make decisions, right? We can learn from them, and they can help us make more rational decisions, quick decisions, right? You know, if these types of techniques work in the most drastic scenarios that the military is facing, then a good chance they're going to work for us in our sales business. So we can correlate some of the things that we do on a daily basis to use these models, right? Military mental models are constantly tested in the laboratory of conflict, right? So if they weren't agile, versatile, and effective, they would basically be replaced by something else. So they're constantly testing their different models that they use so that, you know, when they're in specific situations, they know specifically what works. Okay. So this OODA loop, which stands for observe, orient, decide, and act. Okay. So if you think about, you know, being a fighter pilot, those four things absolutely make sense to zone in on. Right. But, you know, it's one of those things too that if you broke it out of the military model and put it into your own life in multiple situations, you can probably see, I mean, think about just being out and about and running into some sort of conflict with somebody, right? So if you went through this loop and you knew this loop well enough to where you can run through it quickly, you observe your situation, you orient yourself to what, you know, your options are, you make a decision and you act, right? It kind of gets into that, you know, fight, flight, or freeze mode that we all experience, right? But, you know, at the same time, you can make quicker, different, maybe better decisions if you have these mental models already dialed in. So let's talk about the first one, observe. So at this stage, the main focus is to build a comprehensive picture of the situation with as much accuracy as possible. So what does that mean for your business? Now, you can probably start to imagine being a fighter pilot and reading something like that and saying, yeah, I can see how a fighter pilot would need to start to build a comprehensive picture of whatever situation that they're entering themselves in. But take a step back into your own life and into your own business. Now, it's not to say that your sales business is that chaotic as a firefight in the sky. However, sometimes it may feel that way. Sometimes it may feel like everything's coming at you and you're not necessarily sure what to do. You may feel like everything is starting to go wrong with clients, you know, having some sort of issue with you, or the transaction that you're in is just not necessarily going well, or someone's upset about something. So there's all kinds of things that can stifle our day and stifle our business that pop up. But being able to use these types of mental models can drastically, have a drastic effect on how you respond, right? So what you want to start to think about is, you know, what is immediately affecting me? What's affecting the other person, whether I'm working on the other side of another salesperson or a client or a new customer or even just a coworker, right? So what's affecting me, what's affecting them, what could affect us later on, you know, could be a relationship issue, could be a relationship in a business setting, I mean, as well as, you know, if your transaction gets done, how can what's going on affect the later portion of that transaction to maybe messy things up? Can you make any predictions and how accurate your prior ones were? So different things like this to observe, to be, you know, broad and fluid. Information generally is not enough, right? The observation stage requires awareness of the overarching meaning of the information. It also necessitates, you know, separating the information which is, you know, relevant to a particular decision from which is not, okay? You just kind of have to add context to the variables, okay? So let's go on to orient. So orientation would be, you know, something that, you know, is generally misunderstood or skipped, right? There's another O word that you could put in here, and that would be options, right? If you're observing the situation and then you look at what your options are, but you really want to orient and recognize the barriers that might interfere with other parts of your process, right? So this is what orient means, having an orientation to the to what are your obstacles, what speed bumps are you going to go over, what obstacles as far as people are in the way, who's getting in the way of your transaction, who's getting in the way of your communication. You know, I mean, oftentimes in our sales business, we have, you know, multiple decision makers or one decision maker, but they have people on their side or their team or their, you know, like family members that are giving them their input. So all kinds of different barriers that could be coming up. You just have to be aware of those. So this is, you know, that tactical approach to your business of having a good awareness of what you're going up against. Okay. Decide, right? This isn't a big surprise of what decide means, right? After you've gathered the information and assessed the situation, you have to make a decision. So what is that decision going to be? So, you know, you can't keep making the same decisions again and again unless you're going to shift something, right? There, now that whole, you know, we all know the definition of insanity, trying to do the same thing over and over again and getting a different result. Now, that isn't necessarily always the case. You can do the same thing again just by doing it better or having a better approach or having more information this time and do that same action again, this time with the firepower, if you will, of the knowledge that you've garnered, right? So in the previous two steps, you should have generated, you know, a plethora of ideas. So this is the point where we choose the most relevant option, okay? Now in ACT, step four, it's technically a decision-making process, right? So it kind of closes the OODA loop. The inability to act upon rational decisions is a serious advantage. Sorry, not inability. The ability to act upon rational decisions is a serious advantage. And that can absolutely be something that you can take into your sales business. And when you act with the right information, you are going to most likely be acting in the sense that you're putting your best foot forward. You're acting in the right way. You're not just shooting a dart at a board, right? This kind of goes back to, and it's when I wanted to really tie in here. There's a lot of people in sales that have this, ready, fire, aim approach. And when you take that approach, you are spending time, you are spending money on things that just may not work because you have zero information. You have no orientation to what could be an obstacle for you. And you have done no observation as to what the, let's just say it's a piece of marketing that you're putting together. You're designing some marketing materials and you're just gonna put some stuff on page or on social media or in a video and send it out without doing any kind of research, without even knowing whether this information is relevant to your clientele. You're just gonna ready, fire, aim. Just throw it out there and then see how everything sticks. That is never the best approach to business, okay? The OODA loop will take you back through a much better, different approach where you're really observing and orienting yourself in order to make the right decision in order to act the way you absolutely need to act, right? So the other steps, the first three steps are more precursors, right? A decision made now is the time to act upon it. Also known as the test stage, this is where we experiment to see how good our decision was, right? So now instead of the ready, fire, aim where you're kind of testing up front, let's just test to see what works. You're now testing based on empirical evidence that you've discovered that could be the right decision. Now is once you decide in order to take the action, is the action always going to be the right one? Probably not. But you can then go back through the loop and make sure that you have all of the information that you need in order to make a new, more decisive action. Does that make sense? So, whatever the outcome, when you then cycle back through the first part of the loop and begin observing all over again. So take this into your sales business. And when you're putting, let's say, your next 30, 60, 90 day plan together, use the OODA loop that the military uses. And thank God that it was designed, because this is something that I can imagine helps the military very well. And it can help us in so many different ways if we just take the time up front to make those right observations before we make decisions and before we act and waste our time and waste our money on things that are just never going to pan out to the ultimate outcome that you're looking for. Okay, I hope this helps. Talk to you next time.